response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Nick Faldo is the lead golf analyst for CBS Sports. You can catch him throughout the PGA Championship on the 18th hole. Third and final round coverage begins at 2 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. And Sir Nick joins us right here now on Geo and Jones. Nick, I'm Andrew. That's Brian. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Sure.
How you doing, Sir Nick Faldo?
I'm good. I'm alive and kicking. How you doing?
I am doing well.
Nick, we should ask you this. It seems to make sense to us, but what do we know? You certainly know better. The move of the PGA Championship reportedly up to May. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, it's going to condense the season. The players will go to March. So we'll have the players in March. Obviously, Augusta, April, PGA, May, U.S. Open, June, and the Open, July, and then the FedEx Cup. I think they're going to bring the FedEx Cup forward as well. So we'll all be wrapped up before NFL starts. And then there will still be obviously other golf events going on after that. Could be a season, but I think the guys might like that because it means you base yourself in America and you're going to play the whole summer. You can play from March right the way through to end of August. I think it'd be pretty good. It'd be pretty challenging, but it would be a good move to compact it all, and so everybody can really make golf one of the main summer events.
Now, Nick, will it be a detriment to the other tournaments around that time that have been very popular? Will there be guys who are getting ready for now what would be the second major, and so they're going to opt out of tournaments they would normally participate in?
There'll be a bit of a shuffle with some events. I think the better players that will like that because, you'll make camp here in America and then you'll obviously go over for our Open Championship. And then they go off and travel the rest of the world. That's what they do. I think the European Tour probably won't like it a little bit because, we have a good run through the summer as well. It'll be a bit of a scramble there, but bottom line is, I'll look at them an awful lot of good golf from March 1 to September the 1st. So I thought it's going to be pretty cool.
Nick, they made a number of changes to Quail Hollow since the last time a regular PGA event was there in 2016. What's your first impressions of the new setup, and how much tougher might this weekend be than the Wells Fargo Championship?
I haven't actually seen the full setup. I've read about it, heard about it. The first is now going to be par 4, 524 yards. So that's a bit of a shock opener. So you better be prepared for that one. Yeah, and the real bottom line is, especially this time of year, they already have. I think we might have 5 or 6 par 4s over 500 yards. Obviously, there's a couple of par 5s you can reach. There's a couple of par 4s you can even reach if they set it up that way. So obviously, we're all in agreement. Driving is absolutely going to be paramount, and many of the best players in the world, they played last week. They're driving well. Obviously, Rory's driving was exceptional. Plenty of guys can bust it out there, 320 plus. So the good point is that about a dozen guys playing well. Jordan is trying a historic run. As I said, Rory, Ricky played well, Dustin was playing well, John Rahm, Jimmy Walker even defending. The bottom line is we've got a good dozen guys playing really well right now, but it'll be a long, tough course, hot and humid, thunderstorms probably every day, so maybe a few issues to get through, but if he plays really long, well, then it will be a brute. It's a brute of the week.
Speaking of hitting it long, Dustin Johnson, 439 on the par 5 16th at Firestone. You ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, it's downhill with a lot of roll. you just gotta hit a top spin lob. You know, one of those famous Bjorn Borg top spin lobs, the top of the hill. It runs all the way. No, yeah, 16 was crazy fun. Then I could try go for it. But yeah, no, it's more impressive with Rory hitting driver everywhere. They hit driver on one and they hit it on 17, which we never used to moons ago. And he hit. Literally every drive over 300. Literally every one. So his driving stats were... But that's the way the game is. That's that the guys are fitter, they're stronger, and the equipment is all designed that way now. So that you've got to have it. You've got to have a pocket rocket in your...
A pocket rocket. Speaking to Nick Faldo, CBS Sports Golf Analyst, a champion in his own right here on CBS Sports Radio, Gio and Jones. Now, Rory, you mentioned is playing pretty well. He fires his caddy. How big of a shakeup is that, really? I think Mickelson earlier, too, he separated from his longtime caddy. Is that a shock to the system, or sometimes is this necessary to get the golfer motivated or going in a different direction?
Yeah, it was like a breath of fresh air in a way. I mean, I thought he handled it really gently. You know, he said, hey, JP's been a great mate of mine for 10 years. I was starting to treat him badly. I didn't want to blame stuff on him. And he said, hey, you take responsibility. When you've got the yardage strip in your hand, you start looking at the shots. You pay a bit more attention to everything. You start going, you know, what have I got to do? And what's my, you know, not just picking the club, you know, where it's going to land, how it's going to react on the green. You've got to take responsibility for everything. Rather than asking somebody and they give you an answer and then they find it wrong. Well, as you know, you'll learn more if you're doing more yourself. So he's got his best mate on the back. So it's not like he, you know, picked up a guy out of the bushes like we used to moons ago. So, no, I think that was all good. That was all fine. Phil was another amazing story. You know, Bones was... I mean, maybe there was just too much talk going on there. And Phil, you know, so, hey, yeah, it's, sometimes these things happen, but, you know, Rory handled it very well, I thought.
Nick, we know you're busy, so we'll let you run. Thank you so much for the time to talk to you. It was an honor. Right. Enjoy the golf this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, gang. Cheers.
Tell Leslie Ann I said hi.
All right, sure will, thanks.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.